emergency law tries to control rage in Egypt. An Iranian-American pastor gets his sentence, and a slum fire hits a poor urban church in Cambodia. We'll provide the details and much more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 5 days of violence in Egypt has injured hundreds and claimed at least 50 lives. Todd Nettleton, a voice of the Martyrs USA, says,
"This affects everybody in Egypt, and that includes our Christian brothers and sisters. They face this uncertainty. They face this upheaval as well."
Violence peaked when thousands of protesters gathered in Tahrir Square on Friday. It marked 2 years since ex-President Mubarak fell.
2 years later, we see there's less religious freedom, there's less democracy, and the Muslim Brotherhood just seems to be moving towards consolidating power and taking control of the whole country.
Ask God to protect his people in Egypt and pray for encouragement.
It would be easy to get discouraged, and so I think we can pray that they will remain encouraged and see opportunities to serve the Lord and even opportunities to witness and to minister in spite of the direction that things are moving politically.
Next, an Iranian-American pastor from Boise, Idaho, has been convicted on national security charges in Iran. 32-year-old Saeed Abedini had been traveling back and forth to Iran for humanitarian reasons, most recently to build an orphanage. In September, Abedini was arrested because the government says he was planning churches that were undermining national security. The verdict was announced over the weekend. 8 years in prison. His attorney is appealing the case. This is Mission Network News. Two babies have been born on rooftops since flooding in Mozambique started Wednesday. Many people are stuck in remote areas. Boats are trying to get to stranded survivors, but it can be difficult in shallow spots. 150,000 people are displaced and at least 40 killed. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says the coastal town of Shai was hit hard.
The bridges and the causeways that normally are used to go out of Shai have been already placed underwater.
ASM has a recording studio in Shai to put God's word in audio. The flooding stopped a digital player shipment. The community is struggling, but is providing a great opportunity for the gospel.
They are often reminded that they need more, and that's when their hearts turn to the Lord. So many of the Christians will be ministering to these other folks during this time.
You can help by praying.
Pray for minimal damage and death. People are tremendously displaced. Their livelihoods are destroyed. Their homes are destroyed.
Elsewhere, when a fire broke out in a Phnom Penh, Cambodia coffee house on January 20th, it spread quickly. Asian Access's Cambodia director, Menon Huer, says by the time it was brought under control,
destroyed 13 houses there. That is like the poor community, and also among 13 houses is 5 houses, our church member.
4 widows lost their homes. No one was hurt. Survivors fled with nothing but the clothes on their backs. Pastor Menon is housing some of them, and the church is housing the others.
They need food to eat and clothes to wear, and also the place that they can stay for a while like that.
5 churches came together to pool resources to help. They collected $185, but that's not nearly enough to rebuild the homes.
I think that is the best help, and also help the community to see the love of Christ flowing through the church in that area.
We have a link to help jumpstart the recovery effort at missionnetworknews.org. And over 3,000 people walked for redemption in Kenya recently. Prisoners reentering society face stereotypes and have a hard time finding employment. Crossroad Bible Institute is changing all of that. They organized a 6-mile walk to show the community how Christian discipleship helps the reentry process. Awareness grew, and the government offered to support CBI's program. Pray people would see the transforming power of Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Missions offering the book Clay in the Potter's Hand by Dorothy Sun. This book tells you about Dorothy's life in a Chinese labor camp, torture for her faith, yet her drive to serve Christ. As you read her story, you'll be moved by how she risked it all to follow Christ. Get your free copy of Clay in the Potter's Hand at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.